Notorious as a high crime area with heroin dealers and prostitutes openly walking the streets, the Beach Flats neighborhood is often a first stop for newly arrived immigrants in Santa Cruz. In 2003, city leaders, faced with a $9 million deficit, consolidated police patrols. There were two officers in the neighborhood, but now just one cop walks the beat in an area twice as large. Local landowner Phil Baer has lived here for 25 years and says residents are fed up.
The vast majority of the people in the Beach Flats of whatever ethnicity disapprove of the hard drug dealing, and there's just no excuse not to handle the problem.
Nestled in the shadows of the boardwalk, California's only seaside amusement park, 4 million people come into the flats each year. As summer nears, neighborhood problems get worse, says Reyna Ruiz, currently on maternity leave as executive director of Beach Flats Community Center.
You definitely see, you know, high increases of tourists. You see increases of littering. There's more traffic.
While drug dealing and gang activity have been ongoing for many years, two recent stabbings have the community on edge. Nane Alejandres is the founder of Barrios Unidos, a Santa Cruz nonprofit that promotes unity as an alternative to youth violence.
You know, we have individuals that have nothing going for them in their neighborhoods, and they're raised together, they grow up together, and, you know, they form associations, and some people call them gangs, and you know, a lot of people call them families.
Alejandres stresses that gangs sometimes dress in riot gear or suits and polo shirts, as well as Raiders jerseys. He adds that prisons are another breeding ground for street gangs.
You know, all you have to do is look at the history of prisons and what it's done and what it hasn't done. You know, we know that it's created a lot of hatred and division amongst people. What it hasn't done, it hasn't really rehabilitated anyone. And so we need to look at what really works.
The latest Justice Department data shows serious and violent crime rates continue to drop. Yet federal funds aimed at youth gang prevention are being siphoned while police measures are beefed up. Provisions of the Gang Deterrence and Community Protection Act, a bill currently making its way through Congress, will enforce strict sentencing guidelines for gang-related crimes and increase law enforcement funds by $100 million over 5 years. Alejandres believes this will further destabilize communities and aggravate crime.
Instead of, walking around the neighborhood, you know, playing in empty yards, we can create community centers where these young people can go. We can create job training programs where people coming out of prison or jails can get a trade. Most of the trades that are taught in the institutions doesn't land anybody in a good paying job.
As gang prevention funds dry up for communities around the U.S., small cities like Santa Cruz are trying to find creative ways of curbing gang violence. Weekly town hall style meetings with residents, police, and politicians are one step, says newly elected council member Tony Madrigal. Another idea is to create a business assessment district.
So that those funds can then be used to fund beautification projects in the community, landscaping projects, and to fund increased policing in the community by police officers.
With some hesitation, residents welcome the extra police presence, but only as one piece of a larger solution. Neighborhood participation in deciding how this money gets spent is crucial to achieving real change, says Beach Flats resident Veronica Lopez Duran.
Clearly, a lot of members in our community are Spanish-speaking, and so if you can't, you know, build the trust and you can't bring Spanish-speaking communities into the process, then you're not going to get positive results.
Alejandres of Barrios Unidos cautions that without long-term job programs and recovery centers, gang violence will continue to plague Santa Cruz and cities like it across the U.S.
It just can't be for 6 months. It can't be for, 3 months while you got this grant. It's got to be an ongoing project. It's got to be part of the community.
In Santa Cruz, California, I'm Vinny Lombardo for Free Speech Radio News.